We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Yikav Odom Shifei Feres Shal Beitza V'Yamala Shemen. You shouldn't take an egg shell, and take out all the inside of the egg. Now it's a little shell. You fill it up with oil, it has a little hole, and you put it on top of your candle. It means always when it says ner in the Gemara, it means the actual like bowl that's holding the wick and the oil. So you put that into that bowl. So now, besides for the oil in the bowl, you have oil dripping in, supplying the bowl with more oil for the wick. And this way, you can have, you know, extra like a backup battery, an extra thing of oil, and it drips into this cup that's holding the wick. So you should not do that. So it's a drip in. And even if this the shell is made out of cheres, you still shouldn't do it. And what's the reason you shouldn't do it? So Rashi explains, the reason is because since a person doesn't associate that with the actual ner, he'll think you're allowed to take oil out of that. He doesn't have enough oil for his salad. He'll remove oil from the egg for his salad. And the problem is, that's mechaba. Since this was oil slated for the ner, therefore if he takes it away from the fire, it's the ki'ilu you did kibui. And the chiddush is that even though it's in the separate, even though you don't usually have a chash every time it's regular oil burning, there's no chash, you might take some oil for yourself. But here, since it's a separate thing, that's why there's a chash. A person is not associated with the ner. And even if it's shel cheres, means that cheres in those days was disgusting, the oil got disgusting, got sandy, it was in a cheres, kli cheres, still, even then, was not shel chash, it's still a chash. And Rabbi Yehuda Mater, who does both cases, say beitza and say cheres, are mutter. Avol mechibra yoytze metchila, mutter v'shevik le'achad. Even for the Tanakama, if you glued the egg or the cheres down to the ner, so it becomes one piece, if they created that way, with the backup built in, then it's one kli, there's no chash, he will supply himself some oil from this oil. The Mishnah ends off with a similar halacha. Le'imale odom ka'ora shal shemen, he's going to fill up a separate bowl of oil, and then put it next to the ner, and then put the other end of the wick in there, so when it finishes getting fire from this, getting fuel from this cup, it'll get from the next cup. You should not do that. Because the same thing, there's a chash. And the chash is that he might take from that, that would be a problem of kibui. Rabbi Yehuda matter. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's mutter. So it comes out in our Mishnah, we have three cases. It's all machlokes, Tanakama, and Rabbi Yehuda. The first case is you fill up a sheferes shel beitza. The second case is shel cheres. And the third case is a separate ka'ara. Zokta gemara v'tzricha. You need all three cases. The yashmina sheferes. If you teach me sheferes, so then I would say, by Shafaras, Shal Beitza, Bahal Kaman Rabban, and Kivin, the Lomi Isa, since it's not Moyes, since it's not, doesn't make it disgusting, also Spukim, you're going to take some Shaman out to your salad. Of Shal Cheres, the Misa, of a Cheres that's Moyes, maybe there's no Chash, someone will take Shaman out of it. Therefore, you could use it on Shabbos. Even Moydel, Rabbi Yehuda. Vyashmin Shal Cheres, if you only said Cheres, then Bahal Kaman Rabbi Yehuda, there Rabbi Yehuda is not there because it's disgusting, it's Moyes, he's not going to take Shaman out of it. Aval, he made by the Beya. If you said these two, Cheres and Beya, it's not separate. So there, it's mutter because a person understands that's one ner. He doesn't take from a ner. Every time it's a ner, no chash takes shemen out of it because he understands. It's a kibbutz. Avakar, the mifsika, kar is more separate. It's not sitting in the ner. He's moider, there's a chash. No, he's not. He doesn't hold no chash. Vyashmin about he, but he come rabbanon. If you just said the last case of Ka'ara, there Rabban holds Chash, because separate entities. Avahanach Tarti, but these two ain't Moedah Rabbi Yehuda, maybe a Moedah to Rabbi Yehuda. Tricha. Mara says, Tricha, that you need all three cases. And the bottom line is, all three cases, according to the Tanakhama, you might be supply yourself some of the Shemen, since it's not one entity you're going to supply yourself. And Rabbi Yehuda holds Mutter. And the Mishnah says that if you mechaber it, that even Tanakhama is Mutter, because then it's one entity. So there's a little more about that. It sounds like the Yotze, the creator of this keli, created the backup built-in metchila. Tana, we learned in Abraisa, Mchibra v'sid, if the Baal Bais afterwards attached the egg or the cheres to the ner with sid or charasis, with like cement, mutter. So Vanan Yoitzah Tanan, it's mashma. Oh, it has to be created that way. Yoitzah. So Gemara, my Yoitzah ke'en Yoitzah. He did it like a Yoitzah. He attached it just like it would be created at the beginning. Doesn't mean it has to be the created beginning like that. If someone else attaches later on, then it becomes one there. And again, if it's one there, then people associate it with the fire, and they will not supply themselves with Shema, and therefore there's no chash, and you're allowed to do this. You're allowed to have the backup if it's one keli. Zogt Gemara weiter. Tanya, Rav Yehuda, Pam Achas, or he's bringing a riot, his sheet that's mutter, there's no chash. Tanya, Rav Yehuda, Brayisam, Chibra, Vesid, Vecharos, is mutter. Tanya, Rav Yehuda, Tanya, Rav Yehuda, Rav said, talking about Rav Yehuda, was matter on Mishnah, he brings a riot to himself. Pam Achas, Shifteinu ba'aliyas base nitz of alud. We were spending Shabbos in aliyah of base nitza. It's a person's name. Balud. V'aviu lanu shifeferes shel beitza. And they brought erev Shabbos to set up the candles of sferes shel beitza. Malenu shem, and they filled it up with shem. And Rakvuda put a hole in it. V'anachnu al pi aner, put on top of aner. While Yisham Rav Tarfim is a kain of Le'om L'Radava, he didn't say anything. They didn't say anything. So Rehuda is saying, Tzaraya to me, that there's no chash when you have this little Shefer Shal Beitza with Shem, and it's not a chash. We see Rav Tarfim and his kainim, we're Meicha. So Chum says, not a raya. Om L'Loi, Misham Raya, Shani Beis Nitza, the people of Beis Nitza, of this house, is Rizimim. They were very careful with mitzvahs, and therefore, by them, it was no chash. Just to speak out, there's an important question over here. Don't we have a klal that there's a loy plug? According to the Rabbanan, there's a gzeira, so I don't care if the guy's reason. There's a gzeira, there's a loy plug. So the Haintiga, like the Achorin of the last door, will ask the Kasher of Yaakov and Ramayisha Feinstein, both ask the question. And some say that the answer is that in Chanami, at that time of this brisa, there was still no idea of loy plug. Only happened later on. Those days, they did make a difference between reason and not reason. It looks like a Hanum's reason. And that, it didn't apply for everyone. It was a little later during Chazal's time they made the Gzeir of Loi Plug. But either way, it's a very important question. So, the Gemara Vaita, another similar thing about Gzeiris. Oven Tzipi Ra'ah. So, before we learn this, just speak out. It's Machlekes of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. If someone is allowed to schlep a bench on an earth floor on Shabbos, because it's for sure going to make, almost for sure, it's a chash, that it's going to make a hole in the ground, there'll be a problem of chayrish or boina to make a hole in the ground. So we know Rav Shimon holds mutter because he holds it's even if it ends up happening, it's ena mischaven and you're not mechaven for that, so it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's aser because he holds ena mischaven is aser. So the following Gemara, they held like Rabbi Yehuda that it's aser to do. So oven tzipira, oven from the ear of tzipira, garar safsulav elisa d'sheisha. He schlepped a bench in the upstairs on a floor of marble. Le'ele Rav Yitzchak bar Elazar, in front of Rav Yitzchak bar Elazar. Amalei, so Rav Yitzchak bar Elazar told him, Isha Sikul Le'chav Rav Yehuda, if I'm going to be quiet, just like the Chashav Yidin was quiet to Rav Yehuda, Nafik v'nei Chorber, you're learning halacha from here. And Lema'isa, the halacha is that it's also here. Why? Gzeira Alisa the Sheisha to Alisa the Alma. There's a Gzeira, even on a hard floor, you can't schlep a bench. Otu, a regular aliyah that has a sand floor, a earth floor, and the gzera is this or to this, and he also grabbed Yehuda, it's aser, and if we made a gzera that he came and slept on a marble floor, and he said if I would have been quiet, then they'll say, oh, there's no iser, so therefore I'm not going to be quiet like the Gemara before. More mices about Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Once you mention Rabbi Shimon, we'll have a few different mices about this. Reish Knishta the Batzra, the Rosh Beis HaKnesset Batra, Rashi explains like a gabai, he was like the gabai of the shul, Goro Safsa La'ilam Rav Yirmi Rava, he slept the bench, and this was even on regular earth, he slept the bench in front of Rav Yirmi Rava. Amalei, Keman, why are you doing that? Who you all like, Rav Shimon? You all like Rav Shimon to hold his mutter? But that's not what I'm saying, shu, Eimu Adam Rav Shimon, Big Doilim, my big benches, you have no choice, Dolei Efshar, Baktanim, Miyama, but by small ones, he agrees that there's a problem. He agrees that if you could carry it, you shouldn't schlep it. You shouldn't do it. Even for Rav Shimon. Rav Yirmi Rava holds, even for Rav Shimon, he's only matter by big benches where I can't schlep it in a way. They'll be matter in a meskaven. But on small benches, he holds you should carry it. Zok to Gemara, Ula holds punct the opposite of Rav Yirmi Rava. A pliga de Ula. The Oma Ula, machloikis, the whole machloikis with Rav Shimon is dafka by ktanim. Of begdoilim by big ones, even Rav Yehuda hold mutter. They're not called mutter because if it's efsher and loy mechavin, if it's not possible and you're not mechavin, even Rav Yehuda would be mutter. So it comes out it's mamash the opposite. According to Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Shimon holds it's only mutter by Gedolim, not by Ketanim. And according to Ula, it's the opposite. That the only time it's Osir, according to Rabbi Huda, is only by Ketanim. But by Gedolim, the Rabbi calls Mutter. So Moses has a kasha, try to ask kashas on these days. Master Rav Yosef. We have, look at the braisa of Rav Shimon Huda himself. Rav Shimon Omer, Goyer Odom Mita, a person could schlep a bed, kisei, a chair, vesafsol, a bench. Or vaj, le yiskavin lasis chorit. As long as you're not mechavin to make a hole in the ground, it's mutter. Now what does it say? Ktani, gedoylim. It says big kalim, like a bed. Ktani, ktanim, like a chair. And both are machlekes. So v'kasha l'tavayu, it's a kasha both are on Yirmiya and on Ula. Both of them in Shvev. So the Gemara, Ulo Mataras Latamei, and Rav Yirmiya Rabba Mataras Latamei. Ulo Mataras Latamei, and he says, Mita Domi de Kise. This Mishnah is talking about a very small bed, similar to Kise. And therefore, since it's small, that's where the Machlekes is. That's where Mita Domi de Kise. We're talking about a small Mita similar to a Kise. And that's why it's Machlekes. But by Gedoylim, Divraka was Mutter. Yirmiya Rabba says the opposite. Mataras Tamei, Kise Domi de Mita. It's a chair similar to a bed. Everything's big, and that's why it's a Machlekes. But by small ones, everyone will hold its Aser. That's what Yirmiya Rabba wants to say. But now the Gemara is going to have a kasha or Yirmiya, we're not going to get out of. Mosif Rabba. Moichrei Ksus. People who sell clothing. And some of their clothing have shatness. They're allowed to wear it because they're not trying to wear the clothing. They're just trying to show it off to sell it. Obviously selling it to Goyim. Moichrei Ksus. Moichrin, they can sell it to Goyim, Kedarkom. They can wear it regular to show it off. Uvach Yiskav Mechama Pnei Achama. They shouldn't mechav to protect themselves from the sun in the summer. Uvachshom Pnei Achamim. They shouldn't be mechavin. And Tosfos speaks out, it's not a psik resha. Could going to have other clothing, so it's not a psik resha. That's the case. So Vatznuim, but it says the ksherim, the people who are medaktik and mitzvahs, they don't even do that. Nafshilim makal acharim, they hold it on a stick and they show it off that way. They bring it to sell on a, you know, slouched over a stick. Now this case is like small benches. You have another etzer, you carry it behind your back. V'halcha the efshilim have a ktznuim, you can do a ktznuim and still the chiktanim darim, like that's like, you know, small benches. V'chiloim eskav and shari avshim lechatchila, and still Avshim says it's mutter. So it's a kasha of Yirmiya who said that ketanim, small benches you have to carry, you can't schlep it. Look right here, you see it's mutter. Tufta the Yirmiya Rabba, tufta. It's taka shlogda or Yirmiya Rabba. Now it would come out from this Gemara, maybe, that we pass like Ula. That would mean that even Rabbi Yehuda holds by Gedolim, it's mutter. Because you don't go like Yirmiya Rabba. So what the Rishonim already speak out, that we pass like Yirmiya Rabba regarding what he said, that the Machlokes is by Gedolim. Just that they said the kuliyam was also by ketanim, that was shlogda. But we do paskin the part that there's a machlokes by gedolim. It comes out halacha lemaaseh says a machlokes by both, and we actually paskin like Rabbi Shimon that it's mutter. Let's make a machshala. Let's see the mishnah. Zok the mishnah vayta. A mechabe es aner. Someone who extinguishes a fire. Neshu mesiyar pei nachrim because he's scared of goyim. Pei listim, he's scared of robbers. Pei ruach ra, or he's worried about like the shadim like the fire. They like they're coming for the fire over here, or maybe it means someone who like is depressed. The kubi ruach ra means he's depressed. Shai what ruach ra means exactly, he's depressed and he doesn't. The fire is not good for him. Or pnei achaylo if he's sick, or sheishan should sleep potter. All these cases, if you do it because it is your potter, we'll see if it's mutter or it's potter vasa. We'll have to see in the Gemara. So that if he extinguishes the fire because of goyim listin, because he needs it for his health reasons or choylo or to sleep, it's potter. Kechasa aner, if he does it because he wants to save his candle for after Shabbos, or kechasa al shemen, he wants to save his shemen, or kechasa al psili, wants to save the wick, then you chayv. Chayv echatos. Even though maybe it's a mlocha shein strich lagufa, because you don't actually need the coals, you just want to save the thing, it's still chayv. Rabbi Yosi, Poiter v'kulam. So everything's potter because melacha shen tzrich l'gufa. Chutz min ha'psila. V'pnei shu oisa pecha. If you mechava a psila, a wick, it turns into a coal and then makes it easier to relight it. And that might be a melacha ha'tzrich l'gufa. We'll see later on in the Gemara on daf lamed aleph on beis. Ba'al kaponim, we have here a mishnah that starts off says, if you extinguish it for nachrim, all these things, it's potter. Then it says, if you're worried about the shem and yechayiv, Rabbi Yosi's part, and the Gemara is going to discuss according to which sheet though we're going according to. We'll see the Gemara, Beis Hashem, on tomorrow's daf.